My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I'm a fan of mini-split heat pumps. They feature an outdoor unit either mounted on the side of the building or on a pad. The outdoor unit utilizes a good-sized fan, so if you're sensitive to sound transmission, mounting them on a pad instead of hung on the building is a good bet. This reduces the chance of sound or vibration transmission. That said, the units are quite quiet. The outdoor unit transfers heat using similar technology to refrigeration. This transfer of energy travels to and from the unit via two thin copper tubes. The tubes run to the indoor unit, or head. The head is mounted fairly high on a wall. The unit is controlled by a remote similar in size to a TV remote. The head is quiet as well, and the units can be used for both heating and cooling. Mini splits are run by electricity and use it extremely efficiently. Efficiency in heating mode unfortunately drops dramatically at very low temperatures, making them a perfect partner with a wood stove. They also are a good fit with a wood stove since, being electric, aren't much good when the power goes out. On a recent project that uses a heat pump, I was disappointed with the unit's performance. It was barely putting out heat. The weather by this point was quite nice, so it was hard to tell what, if anything, it was doing. I finally got around to scheduling a service call. When they came out, it took all of, 9 seconds to diagnose. The heads of mini splits have filters, and those filters were coated with dust from construction. I ran a vac over the filters, and voila, a perfectly functioning unit. I was somewhat embarrassed to have missed such a fundamental problem, but was delighted that that was all it was. On my last project, I turned the unit off and wrapped it in plastic during all dusty tasks. Even with those precautions, the filters still clogged every few days. I honestly didn't think I was creating much of any dust during this recent project. Yet another delusional belief on my part. So, mini splits are great. But if you want to keep them running well, keep the filters clean. My installer also suggested a deep clean post-construction, which sounds like a mighty good idea. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.